So this is the central plot.
Yeah.
And there are two statues here. This is the statue of Philipp Melanchthon.
Das ist das Standbild von Philipp Melanchthon.
And when we were first here in Wittenberg in 2010, we were looking for something that would be a sign of reconciliation and unity. And we were surprised and very pleased to find on the side of the Melanchthon statue the inscription for Ephesians chapter 4, verse
3.
Make every effort to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. So, I want to say something briefly about the scripture, and then we will pray here. For me, this is a marker where we can come and stand and pray and say, the Word of God in Wittenberg proclaims that we should be making every effort to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Now, what is the bond of peace? A chapter earlier in Ephesians 2:14, Paul writes, He himself is our peace. So Jesus, the bond of peace is Jesus. So this scripture tells us to keep our eyes on Jesus. The key to unity is to keep our eyes together on Jesus.
Okay, Jesus soll also im Zentrum bleiben.
Now the unity is the unity of the Spirit.
Die Einheit ist die Einheit im Geiste.
This is also very important,
das ist auch
I think.
Sehr wichtig, denke ich.
It says that the unity is not man-made.
Ist nicht von Menschenhand gemacht.
It is from the Spirit.
Es kommt von dem Heiligen Geist.
It comes from God.
Kommt von Gott selbst.
And so it is supernatural.
Es ist übernatürlich.
So it is not something we can produce.
Das, dass wir aus uns heraus hervorbringen können.
And yet Paul writes, make every effort to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace.
Yeah.
So we should consider this to be a sign of hope,
das ist ein Zeichen der Hoffnung,
a picture of the future,
das ist ein Bild der Zukunft, unserer Zukunft,
and also a challenge.
Eine Herausforderung.
Make every effort.
Dass wir uns anstrengen.
Wow. In our personal lives,
in, unserem, also Alltagsleben,
in our families,
in, unserer Familie,
in our churches,
in unseren Gemeinden,
between churches.
Zwischen den Gemeinden.
So we are going to pray in three different ways.
Also auf drei verschiedene Weisen.
First,
zuerst,
we're going to pray out loud all at the same time.
Also koreanisch Stil.
And I want
you to
pray by name.
Und bete
for people you know who are doing this, that they would be strengthened. So people you know who are making efforts in the cause of the unity of the Spirit, let's lift them up from this place and pray for God to strengthen them by name. That's number one. Number two, I'm going to have you pray for each other because we as a group are engaged in this work. So we will form into groups of two or three and pray for each other to strengthen and encourage. And number three, I will have meine Frau to come up and pray a special prayer that's more global in nature. So you have 2 minutes. First, lift up your voice. Put the names of the people you know on your... If you don't know anybody, just ask the Lord to raise up laborers in this area. So let's all lift our voices. Not loud, but out loud. Lord, I lift up to you. Thank you. I pray you strengthen and encourage this world to the Lord. Lord, I pray you give you the faith to pray you guys to the dynasty of mine. Pray that you receive in this world. I pray you would be able to receive this spirit of Christ. We ask you, Lord, that indeed you would Keep praying. You can pray for the same person twice. Just keep interceding. Yeah. Keep interceding. Lord, I pray for the people when they ask what you do. Unity of the body of Christ. Beautiful God. I pray for Johnson. Thank you for Ryan. I pray you would strengthen and encourage you. Thank you for Teo Khaleesi. I ask you for his wisdom. Lord, I lift up all the friends and I thank you. Engage in the work of the unity of the Spirit. When I pray for him, that he has the ability to carry through what he has. I also pray for George and Eden, their work of reconciliation. Okay. The Lord has heard our prayers. He has large ears. He can hear it all.
He can indeed.
Now I want you to turn and pray for each other. Lay hands on each other, groups of two or three, and pray to strengthen each other.
Vater im Himmel, wir danken dir, dass du uns gefunden, erlöst und errettet hast durch Jesus Christus, unseren Herrn. Und Herr, wir wollen auf deiner Seite stehen und für dich leben, Werkzeuge in deiner Hand sein, so wie du das willst, damit du dein Reich so bauen kannst, wie du das willst, nicht wie wir Menschen. Herr, wir haben so schlimme Dinge und Auswirkungen gesehen und erlebt in der Kirchengeschichte. Herr, mach dem ein Ende. Lass die Einheit deines Volkes, deines Leibes wieder zustande kommen, Herr. Danke für die Anfänge, die wir sehen, Herr. Und so wollen wir einander segnen, einander dienen, Herr, damit du als der Friedefürst Friede machst zwischen den Denominationen und das sichtbar wird, Herr, in deinem Volk und dass es Auswirkungen in der Gesellschaft hat. Darum bitten wir dich und dass du, Herr, wirklich von den Menschen erkannt wirst und sie neu an dich glauben. Ich segne meine liebe Schwester, Herr, gib ihr all die Kraft, die sie benötigt, um eine entschiedene Dienerin an deiner Seite zu sein. In Jesu Namen. Amen. Amen.
Ja, lieber Vater, ich bitte dich, dass du in deinem Frieden diese Einigkeit schon, dass du das in unsere Familien gibst.
Bitte.
Dass du uns da auch Werkzeuge sein willst, dass wir da in unserer Familie anfangen können. Gib uns da Weisheit, gib uns, ja, dass wir deinen Willen schon in der Familie tun. Und dieser kleinen Einheit, dass das wirklich Auswirkungen auch auf das Größere hat. Darum bitten wir dich, ich segne jetzt den Eddie in deinem Namen, Herr. Dass du ja, ihn stärkst, unterstützt, seine Familie auch. Danke, Herr, dass du da bist, dass du zusagst, dass wir zwei oder drei zusammen sind. Bist du mitten unter uns. Danke dafür, Herr. Danke, dass wir es spüren. Danke, dass wir heute hier sein dürfen.
Danke. Amen. Vielen Dank. Ja. Ja, wir beten auch für die Autoritäten und auch für die Leiter der Kirchengemeinde hier in Wittenberg. Du weißt, dieses geistige Spannungsfeld und diesen geistigen Kampf, der hier abläuft. Herr, wir wünschen so sehr und wir bitten dich, dass du deinen Sieg schenkst, Herr, dass ein Durchbruch geschieht und Veränderung geschieht, Herr. In Jesu Namen bitten wir das. Wir danken dir, dass du unser Gebet erhört hast.
Okay, sehr gut. Amen. Okay, you need to come closer, because in our marriage, I am the loud mouth. Amy speaks with power, I just speak loud. So come closer, come closer.
We want to pray for one branch of the body of Christ that is not represented here today, and that is the Eastern Orthodox Church. And so, Father, I pray that you would bless our Eastern brothers and sisters. Lord, I pray that you would repair the damage. I pray that you would open doors for repentance, for reconciliation. Lord, the bond of peace has been broken, and we are sorrowful. We are sorrowful, and we long to be reunited with our brothers. The Lord, have mercy upon us, have mercy upon them, and bring your family to healing. Amen.
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 The Orthodox churches are at the moment at present meeting in Crete.
There actually was
it was canceled.
It was canceled.
No.
It was canceled. It was canceled.
Yeah. Canceled. Which is a matter for grieving. Grieving. Yeah. Matter for grieving.
Bulgarian.
All right. Let's move on to the Luther statue. Follow me. It's right around the corner.